Hello, this is the internet. And I'm the Reckless Eric Radio Show. I think we'll dispense with this silly music and just get on with it.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. Make your mind up fast. If you want it anytime, I can give it. But you better hurry, 'cause it may not last. You
That's the Research Turtles with Cement Floor. That's cement with a T. The Research Turtles come from Lake Charles, Louisiana, as far as I know they do, which I find odd because you would expect that someone from Louisiana would be playing Cajun music, but the world's moved on since I was a young man and discovering all that Cajun stuff. They play pop music now, but I got this film, a DVD sent to me by Barney Cordell. It's a film of a band that his brother Tarka produced, and the band is called Little Band of Gold, or Little Band of Gold, and I think the film's called Promised Land. I don't know if it ever came out. It's a film about Cajun music, and in it they talk about how it was really pop music, which I suppose it was in the 70s, Delbert McClinton or whatever he was called. I don't know. The guy seems to have discovered Jesus, but I'm sure he's none the worse for that. So, the Band of Gold and... or the little Band of Gold. It's like the little supermarket Band of Gold. No. I've forgotten what the name of the track is and I can't find my piece of paper. But it won't make much difference to you because you can't buy it anyway because I don't think it's out. But we'll enjoy it nonetheless. And it was produced by Tarka Cordell. I think someone should make a film about him. He's sadly missed.
I can't follow this plot. He was stabbed, he was shot. Now amnesia. And who the hell is a diamond thief? No one pries out a bullet without anesthesia. You bleed when you brush your teeth. We had it all worked out, had it done so formulaic. But what made me want it now? You can talk all you want, I'll just busy myself with revisions. God, these things used to write themselves. You're not wise to the wisdom of piss poor decisions. The kiss that precedes the tell. We had it all worked out, had it down so formulaic. But what man would want it now? There's a sound from the curtain you stab without warning. Yeah, it seemed like a good idea. Mark my words, if that body's still here in the morning, well, I'm not gonna clean it up. I am not gonna dumb this down. It's stupid already. I won't be the cheapest rewrite. There's a hole in this boat, I don't think she can float. It's Titanic, and I get so seasick. Drown or we swim, the distinction is purely semantic. It rhymes so I used it. We had it all worked out, had it done so formulaic. But what men would want it now? There's a sound from the curtain you stab without warning. Yeah, it seemed like a good idea. Mark my words, if that body's still here in the morning, well, I'm not gonna clean it. I'm not gonna clean it up.
We're gonna make those blighters clean up. We've been foolish enough to get them to open for us in New York next June or July. I can't remember when it is. That's McGinty and White. And I've been emailing Ward White, who asked me if they could open for us. And we thought, wow, this would be good because, you know, they're a quality act. And they've informed us that they're going to do it with a chamber orchestra. So that's going to be so posh, we can't possibly follow it. It's called Shooting Yourself in the Foot. Not the track I just played. That was called Rewrite, actually, by McGinty and White on the whatever the label is, and you can buy it from the McGinty and White website, I should think, or come and see us next June at the Bowery somewhere or other, I don't know, in New York, and buy it directly from them. If I seem rambling and discoordinated, discombobulated, I love discombobulated, though I haven't a clue what it means, it's because we're making a record at the moment, another of our wacky homemade records, and I'm trying to do this in between overdubbing various clottish kind of bits of idiocy in a room full of esoteric keyboards, broken bass guitars and uneffect pedals and stuff like that. It's quite disconcerting, I suppose, would be the word. Well, it is quite, yes. Our friend Emmanuel bought a record round the other day. I said, have you heard this? And it was a Link Ray record from 1970, when Link Ray was pretty well forgotten because no one wanted to hear Rumble for some reason. So he made this record that John Peel used to play. He said it was recorded in a chicken coop. I think it was recorded next door to a chicken coop, actually, but it's a homemade record. Jukebox Mama.
Microphones. I am so sick and tired. Everything I do, it is wrong with you. I have to constantly second guess myself and everything because you always see my actions in your own way. But I can't win these days. I got 3 turntables and 2 microphones. 3 turntables and 2 microphones. What the fuck was I supposed to do? I can't read your mind. I am going to put it on the line. You are so damn dramatic. And let's do it now! 3 turntables and 2 microphones. 3 turntables and 2 microphones. I've got 3 turntables and 2 microphones. Peace. That's what daddy likes. Woo! I want to hear my girl sing some harmony.
3 turntables and 2 microphones. 3 turntables and 2 microphones.
That's my girl. If you think I am not a broken man, you are sadly, sadly wrong. Howard, I want to be magnanimous. I want to be a good loser. I am not a bitter man. This year's freestyle rap competition doesn't mean a thing to me now. It's all in the past. But let's face it, you and I know, the whole world knows, that DJ What's-His-Name doesn't deserve that title. Let my people know that I will be back next year, and I'll have 4 turntables and 3 microphones. 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 I got the shit.
We've got 6 tape recorders, 406 miles of coagulated wire, 42 tambourines, and a Chihuahua pedal. But we're not boasting about that at all. I'm going to have to get on with some work in a minute, but I think there's time for a couple more records.
Would you like to swing on a star? Oh, carry moonbeams home in a jar. Oh, and be better off than you are. Oh, or would you rather be a mule?
Yeah, yeah, tell me about a mule now.
A mule is an animal with four funny ears.
Oh,
he kicks
Yeah, well, we might not swing on a star, but for $500, we'll come round to your house and mime to our new record. This last tune's for anyone who missed Valentine's Day. We didn't miss it. It just seemed to go by in a flurry of illness and Kleenex tissues, in the worst sense of the word. This is The Birds.
It's the humming of the engines of the Greyhound bus and trains that keeps your memory on my mind and here with me. Many miles have come between us, cold nights and some roadside, bringing back your gentle ways of loving me. It's the thought of how you love me, how you treat me, how you thrill me, that clears my fogged up mind to where I see. Some little girl as I walk by just looking at me sadly, bringing back your gentle ways of loving me. It's just your gentle ways of loving me. It's just your gentle ways of loving me. It's the happiness I've never found with other loves and bothers, and a mother saying how her child loves me. In towns you never talked about, those late evening hours bringing back your gentle ways of loving me. It's just your gentle ways of loving me. Just your gentle ways of loving me. It's just your gentle ways of loving. Just your gentle ways of loving me.
Well, I do hope you've enjoyed the show brought to you by the miracle of the worldwide interweb net, courtesy of the miracle of air travel, sea travel, Stena ferries and the internal combustion engine. We'll be playing in Cork, Dublin, Belfast, Bristol, Portsmouth, Brighton and Birmingham in the next month or so. And due to another sort of technological miracle, there may even be a radio show in the middle of it. Okay, thank you, good night and goodbye, and good, yes, etc. Marvellous, thank you. Oh, I think that went very well.